AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Hermine, churning hundreds of miles offshore in the Atlantic Ocean, has picked up strength. Forecasters say it could regain hurricane force later as it travels up the coast. It's expected to stall over the water before weakening again to a tropical storm by Tuesday. Looking back at Hermine's path, Brian Garner with Florida Power and Light says improvements made to the grid after other hurricanes helped it withstand this one.
The electric grid held up very well, again, because of the investments we've made in the grid. We swapped out many wooden poles for concrete poles. We have added smart grid technology, and all of this helped us keep people from losing power.
A second day of talks in China between Secretary of State Kerry and his Russian counterpart over Syria have ended without a deal to announce. President Obama told reporters on Sunday that the U.S. and Russia were looking for ways to end Syria's civil war.
It's premature for us to say that there is a clear path forward, but there's the possibility, at least, for us to make some progress on that front.
President Obama is holding a meeting now with Russian President Putin on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. Seoul says North Korea fired three ballistic missiles off its east coast in a show of force timed to that summit. A New Jersey police officer remains in critical condition but is showing signs of improvement. He was wounded and a suspect shot dead over the weekend after two officers saw a robbery being committed outside an Atlantic City casino garage and exchanged gunfire. Former U.S. soccer star Lauren Holiday has been diagnosed with a brain tumor while pregnant. Her husband, New Orleans Pelicans guard Jrue Holiday, is taking an indefinite leave from the club to care for her. This is AP Radio News. Police in Sao Paulo clashed with protesters who marched to reject Brazil's new president 5 days after Dilma Rousseff was ousted. There's a repeat in the number one spot at the box office.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's insane, bro.
The low-budget thriller Don't Breathe stays number one for the second straight weekend. It cost just $10 million to make and has already topped $51 million in ticket sales.
Fail the mission, you die.
She seems nice.
The last unofficial weekend of summer was a slow one at the nation's theaters. Suicide Squad holds in second place, followed by Pete's Dragon. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The giant panda is off the endangered list thanks to aggressive conservation efforts. An international union of conservators classifies the panda now as vulnerable instead of an endangered species. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.